What a busy show and a great mix of local news and also international news. Cardinal Pell, the news broke that he has been sentenced to over 3 years worth of jail time, actually 6 years, but he's eligible for parole at just under 4 years. Bringing that news in the catch-up as well as the Esperance Motor Hotel. Is that closing down? Is it not? It becomes more clear with the catch-up. Much, much more. I'm going to do a silly ad. The Wednesday Riddle is in there as well. Keep listening. It's exciting stuff on Triple M.
Across Esperance. Sean for breakfast.
Feels good. Bob Welch and Sean for breakfast. Esperance is 7:47 Triple M. It is just about 22 minutes to 7.
Wednesday Riddle.
Yes, it's back. All right, what I want you to do is a few simple things. Grab a notepad, any sort of paper, and grab a pen. Remember this number, 132710. That is the number to call if you get the Wednesday Riddle correct. This is a difficult one, so you may also want to grab some Panadol or Panadine or any sort of paracetamol equivalent because this may give you a headache. All right, ready for this? What day comes 3 days after the day, which comes 2 days after the day, which comes immediately after the day, which comes 2 days after Monday? I told you you need a pen and paper. I'll read it again a bit slower so you can write this down. What day comes 3 days after the day, which comes 2 days after the day, which comes immediately after the day, which comes 2 days after Monday? Oh my gosh, it's already giving me a headache. If you didn't have time to write it down, you can see that at Triple M Esperance Facebook page. I've just put up a post. Otherwise, if you know the answer, if you figured it out already, 132710, give me a call. There is a way to work it out. You've just got to be vigilant. Write down all the days of the week and you should be able to figure it out. I mean, all I know is that today's Wednesday. Wednesday Riddle Day, of course. How silly of me. How did I not know that?
Try to see it my
this is the Beatles.
Do I have to keep on talking till I can?
More information about the Black Dog Ride next.
Why do you see Across Esperance. Sean for breakfast.
Feels good.
You're going to hear that one very often from the Beatles. It's We Can Work It Out on Sean for Breakfast. Esperance is 7:47 Triple M. And before I get into the next great event, which is happening on Sunday, I want to give you some facts. And this is very serious. Some of this may be distressing. If you need to contact someone to talk about your emotions and feelings, then, whoop, Siri's overheard me. Then contact Lifeline on 13 11 14. But 8 Australians take their lives every single day. That's 1 Australian every 3 hours losing their life to depression. Now, the Black Dog Ride, which is taking place this Sunday across the Australia, is an act which unites people together under one banner and under one voice on the single day to amplify a national message of hope, awareness, and prevention. It's all about getting the conversation started to talk about our feelings, to talk about depression, and if we are having any sort of suicidal thoughts. There is always someone out there that will talk to you, even me. If you want to get in contact with the show, I am more than happy to lend an ear or perhaps even 2 ears. There is someone out there. And this big Black Dog Ride, which is happening on Sunday in Esperance, it's just a way to show that there are people that are aware that you are struggling and they are there to help and support. So if you know anyone that has been through hard times and you want to support them through the Black Dog Ride, or you've been through it yourself and you want to lend advice to people that may be struggling, then head down to the Whale Tail on James Street this Sunday. Basically what is happening is the group will meet at 10 a.m. They'll depart from Esperance for Munglinup Roadhouse at 10:30. So obviously that'll be about an hour. There'll be a barbecue, a chance just to have a chat. Obviously you're riding along with your motorbike or in the back of your car as well. It's just going to be a great big long convoy. And what is it for? It's to raise awareness about depression and suicide prevention. You should be returning back to Esperance about 2:30, leaving Munglinup at 1:30. If you do want to get involved, but you want to hear some more details, then contact Slim on 0447 0499 66 069. If you want that number and you can't quite catch it now, then just get in contact with the Triple M station after 9 a.m. As I said, it's this Sunday, 10 o'clock, James Street, opposite the Whale Tail. If any of this you've heard has caused you any distress, please call Lifeline immediately, 13 11 14. Coming up shortly, one of my favourites, Steve Harley and the Cockney Rebel, also the Fine Young Cannibals. And what was the top song in this year, this day in 1985? You'll hear it soon.
Across Esperance, Sean for Breakfast. Feels good,
that's The Doors. Hello, I love you. It's 20 minutes past 7. G'day, my name is Sean and I'm from the Sean for Breakfast show. And now it's time for a really crap advertisement.
Stop everything. Do you have a multi-story home with a straight-angled staircase or are looking to build a multi-story residence?
Hi, my name is Simon Stinowicz from Simon Stinowicz's Spiral Staircases, and I want to recommend my spiral staircases to you. There are plenty of advantages of making the switch. Climbing spiral staircases is less boring than straight-angled staircases, and they take up less room that you can use for other fun things like pool tables or storage.
We offer a variety of staircase solutions, from two steps to 100 step systems.
I'm going to just take a break here. Yeah, I'm tired.
And don't forget the range of amazing styles.
We offer wood style and, of course, my favourite, metal.
Come check out our digital display at our workshop on Norseman Road.
It's kind of like living in a castle.
I told you it was a crap advertisement. What I want you to do now is jump into the Triple M Esperance Facebook page if you have an alternative to pickle juice. And perhaps you just love the pickle juice. It's your secret, your elixir to life. Jump onto the Triple M Esperance Facebook page and join in the conversation this morning. Right now, it's Billy Ocean, Love Really Hurts Without You, getting closer to 7:30. And on the other side, I'll be speaking to a musician who will be playing in Esperance this weekend. It's all happening on Triple M.
Waking up has never felt so good. Sean for Breakfast.
That's the Rolling Stones. Start me up on Sean for Breakfast. Esperance is 747 Triple M. We're going to get started and stuck into some of the Esperance Shire things, some little issues which are happening around town. I've got the Shire President, Victoria Brown, in studio. Are you started up this morning, Victoria?
I certainly am, Sean. Good morning.
You're always started up, aren't you? All right, let's get stuck in. There's some really good, happy things that are happening, including the Community Grants Program. This was really great last year, helping out some community groups, and we're going to do it all again this year.
Well, we certainly are. It's a fantastic program, and look, it's the opportunity for all groups and organizations in our town that make our town what it is to get some financial support through the Shire. So the grants are open right now for applications
this moment,
absolutely at this moment now. But I just thought I'd run through some of the people that we helped out last year. So the Esperance Community Arts and the Cannery were recipients, the Esperance Brass Band.
Oh yeah,
oh, they're fantastic. We also helped the music festival, the Esperance Squash Club. They got a busload of people to come down for their tournament that they just had
this thing.
Yeah. Excellent. Yep, so that was really good. Rotary Club of Esperance Bay, the fireworks, New Year's Eve, who would not want to support that? That's amazing. The cycling club, the triathlon club, they got some funds last year. Clontarf.
So obviously some funding towards those guys and girls.
Esperance Care Services to help get rid of some of their rubbish. We gave them 20 grand last year. So they're an amazing organisation in our town. Restore Hope, Esperance Volunteer and Rescue. It goes on and on.
Yeah,
so it is a great opportunity to, you know, get some financial support.
What goes into the application?
Well, if you want any help with the application, there's fantastic staff up at the Shire who will give you a hand. And there is criteria.
Yeah,
so you really do need to read the criteria to make sure that you're eligible.
You can't be the organisation of Sean Lindsay and ask for $1,000 just to upgrade
just
his bedroom.
That's what I was going to say. I was going to say Sean Lindsay cannot rock up and say, I'd like some money for my sporting event.
I have to try and be a bit more crafty. All right, we'll move on
And they close on April the 15th.
Perfect.
Okay.
You've got about a month, so get in there. It's going to take a little bit of time to get the application up and about. So make sure you do it as soon as possible, sooner rather than later. Now, just sort of I heard this morning through Dylan Webster, our local news presenter, if you want to have your say and you're a cyclist, there's an important survey coming out very soon.
Well, we've actually just had a look at, and it's been put out for public submission, the Esperance 2050 Cycling Strategy. So this is in partnership with the Department of Transport.
Yeah.
And so the DOT are looking for submissions. So if you're a cyclist or you're interested in the future of cycling in Esperance, go to the website, have a look at it, and you can put in a submission and say, yay, it's great, or, ooh, I don't know about that bit.
So we're talking about more cycle trails, I assume, would be the
trails
main one.
Trails and tracks. And just and yeah, we're just trying to, you know, make Esperance into the future a real cycle-friendly place.
In 2050.
Yeah, that's quite a lot. Well, I'd be dead by then.
Oh, I don't know, 30 years. Hopefully I'll be married by then. I'm not sure how I'm going, actually. My girlfriend might disagree with that. Anyway, and also some more exciting news, the tender for indoor sports stadium. That should be known very soon.
Well, that should come to council this month.
Yes.
So this ordinary council meeting, we should be looking at the tenders. They've gone through the process with the staff. And the other thing that people might be wondering about is in Adventureland Park, where the work's been done on the basketball court.
Yep.
And also there's that little kids cycling learn how to use the road
project. Which is pretty cool.
Yeah. The asphalters should be in town, I think, next week. So that'll be, everything's rolling along, which is fantastic.
100%. I've been speaking to the Shire President, Victoria Brown. She's done a wonderful job this morning, bringing us all these, you know, community grants programs, cycling stuff, and the tender for the indoor sports stadium. Thanks so much, Victoria.
Cheers. Across Esperance, Sean for breakfast. Feels
good, that's Aretha Franklin demanding a little bit of respect this Wednesday morning on Sean for Breakfast. Esperance at 7:47 Triple M. It's a 8:15 this beautiful blue sunny Wednesday. And it was deja vu for the British Prime Minister this morning, with a Brexit deal voted down once again in the British Parliament. The proposed withdrawal deal was defeated 391 votes to 242. This is the British PM Theresa May speaking to Parliament earlier.
The EU will want to know what use we mean to make of such an extension. And this House will have to answer that question. Does it wish to revoke Article 50? Does it want to hold a second referendum? Or does it want to leave with a deal but not this deal? These are unenviable choices.
The British PM, Theresa May, speaking there. Yes, difficult questions that need to be answered. So what will happen now? No, there is no referendum in the works as of yet. Tomorrow there will be a new vote to decide whether the UK should go through a hard exit. That's without any concessions. And that will happen on March 29. That would be incredibly damaging to the British economy. You'd expect the pound to drop as well. It's already dropped 1% overnight. If a hard Brexit vote doesn't get up as well, then there'll be a third vote, which will take place to extend the Brexit negotiation period. But that's not even guaranteed. The EU might have just had enough and say, no, we're done with you, UK. It's a horrible, messy situation. We'll keep you updated tomorrow whether that hard Brexit will happen or not. What we'll do now, though, is await before we have some skyhooks. They're living in the 70s. We're still waiting on news for Cardinal Pell. It's all coming. Keep listening to Triple M.
Waking up has never felt so good. Sean for breakfast.
How good is that? Stevie Winwood on Sean for Breakfast. Esperance at 7:47 Triple M. It is about 3 or 4 minutes to 8:30.
Wednesday riddle.
This one's been fairly difficult, 8 out of 10. The Wednesday riddle this morning is, what day comes 3 days after the day which comes 2 days after the day which comes immediately after the day which comes 2 days after Monday? So we've had a few funny answers on the Triple M Esperance Facebook page. Ben has said doomsday. Mousy said, oh, first thing, eh? Hurting my head, dude. yeah, I am. Jason says, yesterday. And I like Jason's post. He's very funny because today is the riddle day after yesterday, which comes after Monday, which was the other day, the day before yesterday. Yesterday is the answer. We've also had a couple people say Wednesday. This is not the right day. This is not the answer that I'm looking for. I will be giving you the answer, though. after 8:30, so keep listening. We'll also have the latest news, sport and weather with Belinda Cameron with an update on Cardinal Pell. Hear it now. Feels
good. Waking up has never felt so good. Sean for breakfast.
Frankie Valli and the Four Seasons on Sean for Breakfast. Aspen's is 7:47 Triple M. It's 24 minutes to 9 on March 13, 2019. Remember this day? It's the day that Cardinal George Pell was sentenced in Melbourne. A breach of trust and an abuse of power is how a judge has described Cardinal George Pell's sexual abuse of two choir boys before jailing him for 6 years. Pell will spend a minimum of 3 years and 8 months behind bars after being convicted of 5 charges in the 1990s, the judge referring to his staggering arrogance. Judge Peter Kidd says the Cardinal's moral culpability is high.
Your obvious status as Archbishop cast a powerful shadow over this offending. Not only do I consider that you offended in breach of your relationship of trust and in abuse of your power and authority, I would characterise these breaches and abuses as grave.
A minimum of 3 years and 8 months behind bars, and then he'll be eligible for parole. 6 years is the sentence. If this story has affected you, you can call Lifeline for support on 13 11 14. Next, I want to talk about the impending closure of the Esperance Motor Hotel. We'll also have some more information about that Cardinal Pell sentencing later in the program. Keep listening to Triple M. Right now, though, this is the Easy Dates. Up and about. Triple M.
Across Esperance. Sean for breakfast.
Easy Beats, Friday on my mind. Come on, lads. It's only Wednesday. Get it out of your head right now. You listen to Sean for Breakfast. Esperance is 7:47 Triple M. And the news from yesterday is that there will be an impending closure of the Esperance Motor Hotel on Andrew Street. It's been around since 1950. That's when the pub was established. And look, it does need repair. We've all been inside there. It looks like it's about 10 or 15 years past, a bit of an interior makeover. There are some issues that we can't go into. We approached the Esperance Motor Hotel. They were not allowed to give a comment this morning. But how I understand it is that it will be open again. There is just an extension to basically a work order that needs to be completed. There are some issues, I believe, with some aspects of the motor hotel, and they need to be rectified. I'm sure you've heard rumors. I'm sure some of them are true and some of them are not. But basically, there is some good news. I've been reassured that it will be open once again. There's also rumors that the Travs is currently trying to be sold, and they've got the same owners. So it's a really interesting situation because the motor hotel does have the actual hotel, the accommodation attached beneath behind it, which provides another bit of income. As I said, I would be very surprised if by the end of the year the Esperance Motor Hotel wasn't up and running, but I've been wrong once and I've been wrong many a time, so don't take that as gospel. Would have been great to get a comment from the horse's mouth, but sadly we won't, so it's just all going to be hearsay until then. Coming up, Hall and Oates and also the Wednesday Riddle Answer. We've had some correct goes on the Triple M Esperance Facebook page. Get on there and give it a crack before I give you the answer in about 5 minutes' time on Triple M. Feels
good. Waking up has never felt so good. Sean for breakfast.
Oh, Triple M. Oh, no, it's on Sean for breakfast. Esperance is 7:47 Triple M.
Wednesday Riddle.
Yeah, look, I found this a bit tough. It gave me a little bit of a headache, actually, this morning. The Wednesday Riddle is as follows. What day comes 3 days after the day which comes 2 days after the day which comes immediately after the day which comes 2 days after Monday? The only day I know it is that it's Wednesday because it's Wednesday Riddle Day, hee hee. Anyway, there is a correct answer to this, and a couple people on the Triple Investments Facebook page got it right. Danny, of course, so did Janine, Zoe, Cherie, Bianca, Patrick, James, they all got it right. Jared said, what's this language you speak of? Jared, I agree, it was tough. But the answer this morning, and there was a way to work it out, it wasn't easy, but I think if you had a pad and a pen, and you could sort of figure it out pretty easily. But the answer of the Wednesday, this great morning, is Tuesday. Yeah, so not today, it is Tuesday. You can work it out, just work backwards from Monday. 2 days after Monday is Wednesday. The day immediately after Wednesday is Thursday. 2 days after Thursday is Saturday. 3 days after Saturday is Tuesday. The day is Tuesday. The day is actually Wednesday because it's Wednesday Riddle Day, but the answer to the Wednesday Riddle is Tuesday, if that makes any sense to you. The Wednesday Riddle will be back next week. I'll try to make it just as hard as it was this week. This is T-Rex, though. Children of a Live Radio, Triple M.
Listen to Short for Breakfast wherever you are. Download the Triple M app now.
It's been a very busy show. Great to finish off with some Wham there on Short for Breakfast. Esperance is 747 Triple M. You would have heard the news before. I mentioned that Esperance Motor Hotel is closing. It hasn't closed yet. There's a few big dates coming up, including this Saturday. Bottom of the Barrel will be playing, which is exciting stuff. Not closed just yet. April 7th is the day that it will go into indefinite closure, just before they get all their works done. Just thought I'd rectify that because we've had a few calls coming in. Anyway, I'm done. It's been so busy. I'm doing it all again tomorrow, though, 5:30 a.m. on Triple M. I'll see you then. Bye-bye, Triple M.
Sean for Breakfast Catch-Up on Triple M.